This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
With a heat wave affecting much of the U.S., more people could be susceptible to heat stroke. The Henderson Fire Department in Nevada says it has a way to quickly cool down the bodies of heat stroke victims. The department's Thomas Vince says it's called a polar pod.
It allows us to encase the patient and fully enclose them and immerse them in ice water.
The patient is essentially zipped up in a bag filled with ice and water, which Vince says reduces the core body temperature.
It's something that can drastically increase our heat stroke patients' survivability. It's relatively inexpensive. It's easy to use. There's honestly no reason why we shouldn't be using these things.
I'm Donna Warder.
This summer's extreme heat is raising the danger of heat-related illnesses and threatening health in a more subtle way by amplifying the side effects of many common medications. Blood pressure medications can lead to dehydration. Beta blockers for heart conditions can decrease blood flow to the skin and make you less aware of dangerous heat. Bradley Phillips with the University of Florida College of Pharmacy says these can all make it harder to stay cool.
Honestly, kind of thinking about heat as a quote-unquote medication that provides its own side effects, that in combination with other medications could definitely cause what we like to call like a perfect storm and increasing the risk of that patient experiencing side effects either from the heat or said medications.
Experts say to hydrate frequently if you're on medication and to check the side effects and storage requirements for your prescriptions. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Federal health officials have authorized sales of the best-selling e-cigarette in the country. It's called Vuse Alto, but the FDA approval only applies to several tobacco-flavored versions of the reusable product, which takes cartridges filled with liquid nicotine. The government previously rejected manufacturer Reynolds American's application for its more popular menthol flavor, but the company is challenging that decision in court. While the announcement is not an approval or endorsement, the FDA determination indicates that smokers who switch completely to Vuse can reduce their exposure to deadly carcinogens and other chemicals found in traditional tobacco. I'm Shelley Adler.
Anti-abortion advocates are increasingly pushing for broader measures that would give rights and protections to embryos and fetuses. 6 in 10 adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research support protecting access to in vitro fertilization, in which an egg is fertilized in a lab to form an embryo. But views on banning the destruction of some of those embryos are less developed, with 4 in 10 adults expressing a neutral opinion. The poll found that 3 in 10 Americans say that the statement, "human life begins at conception, so a fertilized egg is a person with the same rights as a pregnant woman," describes their views on abortion law very well. 18% said the statement describes their views somewhat well, and about half said the statement describes their views not very well or not well at all. Donna Warder, Washington.
Spending slowdown. I'm Mae Anderson, and this is Small Business Monitor. Small business sales growth slowed in June as consumers took a pause on spending. That's according to new data from financial services and payments provider Fiserv. Consumers have been reining in spending as still high prices on groceries and other necessities and high interest rates weigh on their pocketbooks. Nationally, the seasonally adjusted Fiserv Small Business Index, which rates small business performance, declined to 140 in June from 144 in May. Small business sales rose 1.6% and transactions rose 4.4% compared to June 2023. Month-over-month sales dipped 2.9% from May, and transactions fell by 1.5%. The slowdown was driven by lower average ticket sizes as inflation slows and consumers become more budget conscious, according to Fiserv. Consumers cut back on small business spending and visits across a number of industries, including retail, accommodations, restaurants, ambulatory healthcare, and professional services. Fiserv Small Business Index uses point-of-sale transaction data, including card, cash, and check transactions in-store and online across about 2 million U.S. small businesses. May Anderson, New York.
A company owned by former President Donald Trump is selling a new brand of sneakers. The white high tops are being sold as Fight, Fight, Fight high tops and cost $299. They show an image of Donald Trump with streaks of blood on his cheek and pumping his fist in the air after he was targeted in an assassination attempt Saturday. It's available on a website that sells Trump-branded shoes and is run by CIC Ventures, a company Trump reported owning in his 2023 financial disclosure. The company says the high tops are limited edition and anyone who buys them will get them in September or October. It also said 10 pairs will be randomly autographed. CIC Ventures is the same company that sold Never Surrender high tops, shiny gold sneakers with an American flag detail, for $399. The company website says it is not political and has no connection to a political campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
Donald Trump's running mate is a relative political unknown, and the campaign has fewer than 4 months to boost Ohio Senator J.D. Vance's profile in the states that will matter most. Vance grew up in poverty before becoming an author, a Marine, a businessman, and then a politician, telling Fox News Channel's Hannity yesterday it was a tough road.
But now, I really do think it's a blessing because it's given me a perspective a lot of politicians don't have.
The 39-year-old has served less than 2 years in the Senate. Forget the general public. Even many Republicans know little about the man Trump is counting on to help him win the Midwest. Some GOP analysts question whether Vance can actually help the campaign. The Biden camp is certain to use Vance's own words from 2016 against him, when he called Trump a fraud, a moral disaster, and America's Hitler.
He changed my mind. I think he changed the minds of a lot of Americans.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
After a crash that killed 6 teens, the head of the NTSB says people underestimate marijuana's impact on drivers. The accident that killed 6 high school girls in Oklahoma took place 2 years ago. And after an investigation, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board is urging parents to warn teenagers about the risk of driving after using pot. Chairwoman Jennifer Homedy made the appeal to parents as her agency released the final report on the March 22 collision between a tiny Chevy Spark hatchback and a gravel-hauling semi. The board determined that the crash was caused by the 16-year-old driver slowing for an intersection, then accelerating through a stop sign because she was likely impaired by recent marijuana use. She was also likely distracted by having 5 teen passengers in her car. I'm Shelley Antler.
Italian researchers have confirmed a cave on the moon, not far from where Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed 55 years ago. In the 1969 moonwalk,
like much of the high desert of United States,
Neil Armstrong described the surface of the moon, and now a research team from Italy has found evidence of a sizable cave located at the Sea of Tranquility. It's about 250 miles from where Apollo 11 landed. The scientists say the pit was created by the collapse of a lava tube, and they estimate it's 130 feet wide and 10 yards long. They also think there are hundreds more caves and tunnels like it, which probably could be used to house future visitors to the moon. I'm Jackie Quinn.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Hudson Athens Lighthouse is in danger of toppling into the Hudson River in New York, and advocates for the 150-year-old lighthouse are urgently trying to save it. Van Calhoun of the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society says turbulence from passing commercial ships is speeding the deterioration of its wooden supports below.
This will begin to topple in the water. That's the physical risk. But the risk to the community and the region is huge. It's an identity.
The society is raising money to place a submerged steel curtain around the lighthouse at a cost of up to $10 million.
If we don't get the funding for 3 or 4 years, we'll be in big danger.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation has placed the lighthouse on its 2024 list of the country's most endangered historic places. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. Navy has exonerated 256 black sailors found to be unjustly punished in 1944 following a California port explosion that killed hundreds of service members and exposed racist double standards among the then segregated ranks. At Port Chicago Naval Weapons Station near San Francisco, 5,000 tons of munitions detonated, killing 320 personnel and injuring 390. Black sailors concerned for their safety refused to return to loading bombs without training on how to safely handle the munitions. The Navy punished them. Now, Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro has signed paperwork saying the sailors were unjustly tried and convicted, clearing their names. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The long unidentified remains of a World War II service member who died in a Japanese prisoner of war camp in the Philippines in 1942 have been returned home to California. U.S. Army Air Force's Private First Class Charles R. Powers of Riverside, California, was 18 years old. He was reported captured in the Surrender Camp Bataan as Japanese forces invaded the Philippines. He was among those subjected to the 65-mile Bataan Death March and then held at a prison camp where more than 2,500 POWs died. Charles Powers died on July 18, 1942, and was buried with others in a common grave. He will be buried Thursday at Riverside National Cemetery, 82 years to the day of his death. I'm Rita Foley.
He's giving us the satisfaction of knowing that he has a family that he never knew existed and has been wanting for 83 years.
That's Anne Madin Hellman. She's waiting at the airport for Shalom Kore. Genealogist Daniel Horowitz with MyHeritage says the two are related.
Anne did a DNA test and had it on MyHeritage. Shalom had a DNA test on MyHeritage. MyHeritage found out that they're second cousins.
Shalom never knew his real name or his birthday. As a toddler, he was saved from the streets of Warsaw during World War II, as the rest of his family was murdered by Nazis in Poland.
He was an orphan. He never met, not the parents, any kind of other member of his family. He was alone in this world.
Kore, who mostly speaks Hebrew, couldn't stop smiling, even though he didn't quite understand the camera crews, conversations, or all the signs and hubbub. Hellman said she was not only gaining a new relative, but she was glad that he finally knew some of his extended family after a lifetime. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The iconic Las Vegas tropical island-themed hotel casino, The Mirage, has closed its doors. The Mirage reshaped the casino industry and sparked a resort building boom when casino mogul Steve Wynn opened it in 1989. New operators Hard Rock International and Florida-based Seminole Gaming are planning a 3-year renovation to update the existing property. That includes replacing the fire-spewing volcano and the towering 600-room guitar-shaped hotel. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas, is due to open in that spot in 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first generation Apple desktop computer created by the company's co-founders is up for sale at Christie's in New York. The computer, taken from Steve Jobs' desk after he left Apple in 1976, is from the collection of Paul Allen, Microsoft's co-founder. It's being sold alongside other innovations of computing that shaped what we carry in our pockets today.
What it could do was very basic. It could run a program.
Devang Thakkar is a former Microsoft computer scientist and now the global head of ventures at Christie's.
So it was a very, very simple, basic computer, but it was the first time the computer was personal. It was not the size of a room, but it was something you could put on your desk.
Apple One is estimated to sell for between $500,000 and $800,000 US dollars. Bidding starts online on August 23rd, with a live auction being held on September 10th in New York. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A massive pipe organ originally used in a Detroit theater for silent movies nearly a century ago is getting new life at a theater at the Rochester Institute of Technology. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. That is the organ known as the Barton Opus when it was last played in 1959, shortly before Detroit's Hollywood Theater closed for good. The organ was built in 1927, stood nearly two stories tall, and could play not just organ sounds, but strings, flutes, tubas, steamboats, and bird whistles. It also contained real xylophones, cymbals, and drums. The organ was sold at auction in the 1960s, then stored in thousands of pieces for four decades. Professional organist Stephen Ball has donated it to the Rochester Institute of Technology, which has finished about two-thirds of the organ's restoration. The school has built a theater specially to house the organ. It will open in January 2026.
Tons of dead fish have appeared along a major river in Brazil after a local factory illegally dumped industrial waste nearby. Along the Piracicaba River in southeastern Brazil, fisherman Alan Bellucci paddles among a carpet of floating fish corpses on the surface. Since the incident, Bellucci has found it hard to make ends meet. I used to fish for a living. The only money that we can make is from fishing. An initial investigation has pointed to illegal dumping by a sugar and ethanol factory run by the company Estiva, according to environmental authorities. Prosecutors have said that a preliminary analysis estimates that between 10 and 20 tons of fish died on the Piracicaba River. A full report into the water conditions has been requested, and police are investigating to determine if an environmental crime was committed, according to authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new program to fly drones over New York City beaches to scan for sharks and struggling swimmers is drawing backlash from nesting shorebirds. Since launching this summer, the police drones have been repeatedly swarmed by flocks of American oyster catchers, forcing pilots to ground the devices on several occasions. Veronica Welsh with the Parks Department says the birds appear to be mistaking the drones for predators.
They will pretty much like fly at it. They'll try to like swoop at it. They'll be vocalizing the whole time. And it all pretty much doesn't stop until the drone goes down.
Wildlife groups fear the beach's other bird species, including endangered piping plovers, could be driven away by the drones. But Mayor Eric Adams, a drone enthusiast, is defending the program, calling it a great addition to saving lives. Jake Offen, New York.
Treason cases have skyrocketed in Russia ever since the start of the war in Ukraine in 2022. Alongside espionage prosecutions, charges of treason have ensnared Russians and foreigners alike, regardless of their political views. Victims include Kremlin critics, independent journalists, and veteran scientists working with countries that Moscow considers friendly. These cases stand out from the growing crackdown on dissent that has reached unprecedented levels in Russia. Their investigated almost exclusively by the powerful FSB security agency, with specific charges and evidence not always revealed. The accused are usually held in the notorious Lefortovo prison until their trials, where they're almost always convicted and given long prison sentences. I'm Karen Chamas.
Indonesia aims to dominate the world's nickel supply, and it's succeeding. The country's gone from having two nickel smelters to 27 over the last 10 years, with 22 more planned, according to S&P Global Commodity Insights. But where developers build these vast plants, surrounding forest disappears twice as fast, according to Timur Manurung, founder of the Indonesian non-profit Auriga.
The effect to the nature, particularly deforestation, and we found since the smelter operates, the deforestation is higher, more than 200%.
While a farmer in Lilileth, Sawai, Libre Kaloha, tells the AP, In the past, there were no landslides in my area, but now there are, he adds. We can't even hunt anymore. Coal power plants, too, have sprung up to serve the miles of new industrial parks. I'm Charles Villadesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.